Oh, Jesse, I do not know. I am still getting over this woman.
Well, Pascal, that's tough. I know all about it. And I know it's hard to move on. That's why we have arranged a Tahitian bonding ceremony for you and Joan later.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out...
This was a bad idea.
Whoa.
I felt like they punked that fucker.
I felt that too. I felt like it was, even I was watching and I thought, this is inappropriate. This is like they're getting married.
Well, they called it a Tahitian bonding ceremony, not a bondage ceremony. That's a whole different thing. Trust me.
A whole different thing.
But they were like pouring water on each other's hands. I was like, this would make anyone else run. If you weren't fully committed. And Pascal's already like 2 feet out the door.
Yeah. Which, y'all, we get a shocker this episode. Ooh, shocker.
Was it a shocker, though?
Well, we'll talk about it. But yeah. I think the fact that you know, he ended it.
I think it was extremely, kind. I think we should do this more.
It's and I'm sure you do that to the guys that you're dating. You're very honest, and when you're not interested in them, you tell them to their face and let them know, and then say goodbye to them politely, right?
Sure. This is the Golden Bachelorette, season one, episode 7, finale part 1.
This is the Golden Bachelorette.
Depends on how much money you have. Mm-hmm. If you get ghosted, or I don't say anything to you at all.
Mm.
Or I let the fact that this pesky little thing called attraction, it's amazing. It's income and attraction become directly proportional at a certain level.
They should make a show for you, not called Love is Blind, called Love is Cheap. And if you could marry, almost like a Joe Millionaire meets Love is Blind, where you're dating all these rich men, but only half of them are rich and the other half are broke. And
I can smell it out in a second.
All right. Y'all, that voice you hear of someone, the romantic over there, that's Jake Anthony. I'm Matt Maher. We're reality gays. Welcome to Golden Bachelorette. Thank you last week to Two Black Girls, One
Justine
Rose.
And Natasha.
Yes. Thank you to them for stepping in.
They more than filled in for your commentary.
Great. Yeah. Thanks. Appreciate it. But if you're wanting more Bachelor content,
they do Love is Blind, mm-hmm. and they're going through a Sex in the City rewatch.
Oh yeah, they are. They are.
I had to tell them I'd never seen a full episode all the way through, and they were horrified, like most people are when I say that.
Mm-hmm.
And I say it's too late now, y'all. You're not going to convince me to watch it.
It was like there's it finally Only Murders in the Building finished up. And I think it was in the season finale, like at one point or the whatever before the three of them were standing there and they've caught the killer. There's just a line where Steve Martin says, I don't know, he says something. He went, I'm never really going to get around to watching The Wire, am I?
I thought that was so funny.
That's one of those shows that people will always tell you to watch. And I think there had to be a certain time for it. You can always go to watch it, but The Wire is a very specific type of show.
It is.
It's a really good show, but I feel like you had to watch The Wire at a different time because there's so many things grabbing for our attention lately. And The Wire is not one of those shows that it's a great television show, but it's not going to give you bang, 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 bang. Yes, there are guns, but it's not going to give you like so much stuff.
Mm.
Idris Elba.
Yeah, I think
Idris Elba. Would that sell it for you?
That almost does, actually, because God, he's hot. I loved Luther.
Stringer Bell.
Well, we'll see if I get around to it.
Dominic
Riveting.
Excuse me. You will never criticize me for not being able to come up with someone's last name At least I had their first name. Puscuse me.
Puscuse age. It's go starting to go. I did. I'm not going to say any spoilers, but I did finish Agatha All Along, and it ends wonderfully.
I had too much to watch last night, but I really wanted to watch it, but I was too tired and knew I would fall asleep.
I watched it today. So, and with that said, y'all, happy Halloween.
We're recording this on Thursday.
I think this drops today.
Is this going to be a spooky show?
Oh, it drops on Friday, actually. So this drops on
Friday, I believe.
Friday, a date that all of you should remember. Friday.
It's our RSS November party.
November 1st is our RSS
date.
Yes. Or this will take our souls day.
Yeah.
Because
we are right now looking at the thousands of Patreon messages. I can't say it, but from Carl's wives, even though we've been telling you for weeks, go ahead. You will need to replace today, November 1st.
Yeah.
If you are a RG Plus member on Patreon and you listen in a different player than the Patreon app, and you will need to replace your RSS feed into your player, and you will do it today. Or you will never hear us again.
Oh, okay. All right, Vanessa Lachey. All right.
Oh, it's a baby.
It's a baby. She almost ate that baby. Which is a cute baby. Anyway,
the baby walked off and laughed. She's like, the sounds of a baby.
All right, save it for Love It's Blind. I feel like we're going to record that after this. But yes, so this is Friday, November 1st. Go to that, if you're part of Patreon, go to the post, and you should be fine. Supercast, we've told that
you're going to be fine. You don't have to do a damn thing.
We'll see how it is right now, what's happening. But we were told that you, Apple subscriptions, don't have to do anything. Also, if you listen via the Patreon app, you should be fine.
Yes, but it's just if you're on Patreon and you use a different player, Apple subscriptions, as you said before, will also be fine.
Yeah. So check our social media, and again, look for that post. That post will have all the information that you need. And yes, we'll Christina has the links. We'll put some of the links in the show notes on this, since it's November 1st.
Yeah,
y'all can look at those links of how to connect your RSS feed, and more importantly, how you can listen to RG Plus now on Spotify.
Spotify.
Yeah. So
Spotify.
Spotify. So do it, y'all. Do it. Anything else, Poots?
I think that's it.
Okay.
What did you think? How do I say this? I feel like a feeling of foreboding has settled in.
It does.
And the next episode, because maybe it's just me, but I feel like everyone is just praying she doesn't pick Chalk. Because he was a fucking creep this episode.
Remind me though, what did Guy do again that we don't like Guy? Because God, I really liked him, but then I went, oh wait, there was a restraining order against him.
But to be fair, his was different than Gil, who was stalking someone. Guy's was involved in a divorce. And I know, y'all, it's very complicated.
He said, and his kids alluded, that they had a terrible divorce.
Yes.
But still, I don't love a restraining order.
Me either.
Do you? Do you?
well,
I've never been in a relationship.
It's me. So silly. I show up outside. I show up one time.
At 4 a.m.
At 4 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Just go. You go through someone's trash at 4 a.m. Yeah, one time.
You didn't know their window was going to break when you were beating on it with your fist. Not your fault. All right.
But Joan is walking around. It looks like she has just killed some type of bear. Mm. And she's walking around in this large fur.
Mm-hmm. Walking around this boat, looking teary. She says her fear was getting better, but now all the fear is gone. It's gone, and her hope is down to nothing. Blackout.
We'll find out what decimated her earlier, but no one cares because we're in Tahiti and it looks gorgeous until you remember the horrors of French colonization.
Leave it to Poodle, y'all. Leave it to Poods.
Google it. It's rough.
Yeah.
They're in, like, I think Mureya is where they are. It looks gorgeous.
It does.
I would say, so Joan looks like she's on a plane. I guess she was the first one. I went, where is everybody? This looks like that Stephen King story, The Langoliers, where everyone just disappears off the plane.
Yeah, I think
it's
this
just
was, yeah.
Joan.
I think this was just...
Is it a private plane or was she? Did she get permission to board before everybody else?
Yeah, I think at the airport they shot some stuff. That's what I think happened.
Because it's not even feasible that she would be the only one on that plane.
I know. I know. Hey, but they're but ABC, Disney's getting that money. They're getting that advertiser money.
So Joan says she can see a future with all three men, but mostly Chalk. I have a little bit of a problem with the storytelling right now. We're supposed to believe there's just a chance she might pick someone other than Chalk. But this, I don't know why.
I don't know, though. I actually, a part of me felt like...
She was going to pick Guy?
No, a part of me felt like she was more into Pascal. Especially last episode.
I disagree.
And the beginning of this episode. I don't know why. I get the feeling sometimes with Chalk... It's obviously he's way more into her than she is to him right now, but I don't know. I just don't feel like she really loves him a lot.
But she says, she's like, sometimes I think he's too good to be true. But she's saying things, everything she says about the other guys is like middle of the road. What she says about Chalk is like, he's just been that from the first person. He sees me. He blah, blah. He makes me feel seen.
He's creepy. I don't like him.
No, I think we've established we are an anti-Chalk podcast.
Justine and Natasha feel the same.
They didn't mind him. I'm fine with other people having different opinions than me. Did I say that word that was believable?
It was actually kind of believable.
Okay.
But not. So
I don't want to convince them otherwise for any reason.
Yeah. So she's sitting on the boat and she's like, this is really hard. And suddenly her face lights up and y'all, we see
it's
Nancy. Nancy from The Golden Bachelor.
From Askin.
She's from Askin. Yeah. The inn of Askin.
Apparently they live. Thank you. Thank you for that clarification. Mm-hmm. Apparently they live kind of close to one another and they become friends. And she's like, she's like, you dropped your life to come here. And she's like, I'd do the same for you, Joan. What? She dropped her life. She got a vacation to Tahiti.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she won here, y'all. I think, and they had to pay her a daily rate for doing this. So literally.
I know.
At least I think
Joan, I'm available.
I guess, do they pay them to be on the show for each day they're
had
on?
To, or, had
or no,
had
because
to.
It's a competition.
I think anytime you're a guest, you should be paid. I don't know if you're paid to do, if you're the, I don't know. That's a really good question.
Yeah. I've never gotten paid to do anything game shows. So.
Joan says, they ask about fantasy suites, and Joan says, nope, it's going to be no intimacy. It's just private conversations.
Okay, and I'm going to explain this to you one more time, Poodle. So the way it works is she's going to stay the night with three men. She's not going to sleep with any of them.
Okay, that I can think about. Okay, but three men at a time, right?
No. Each night, but individually, but she's not sleeping with any of them. That's what this means.
Okay, you're not sleeping, but you're still fucking all night, right?
No. We've gone over this like 10 times. They're not going to be fucking.
What are they doing?
They're just going to be
what are they doing all night?
Talking and looking at each other's eyes and maybe a little bit of cuddling.
I'm still not following. It's called fantasy suites. You know, understand, right?
Yeah.
It's a fantasy suite.
No, they don't do role play in these either. I think we need to move on. You're not going to get this.
She says her only red flag is her heart. She's still feeling guilty about John. And Nancy says, you're not wrong about losing your husband. I lost mine, but you should put yourself first.
Yes.
And Nancy says, I do see the sparkle in your eye. But loneliness is not a place you stay. It's a place you walk through.
That was a good quote. I wrote it down,
too. I went,
whoa, Nancy. I was like, Nancy, bitch.
Loved it.
I loved it, too. I feel like what was it? Was it a show where someone said the word lonely? I feel like we need to take loneliness back and own and say we can be lonely sometimes. I feel like it's a word we don't use in a healthy way.
We don't. The Surgeon General declared it an epidemic. I think you can be lonely. I think you can tolerate it. Like we should teach ourselves to tolerate it and kind of figure out a way to see ourselves as not like losing at life if we're lonely.
Yeah.
And finding a way to not necessarily always get comfortable, but sitting in the discomfort of it.
Yeah. And like she said, to like lean into it, walk through it, yeah. and know that, you know, if it wasn't for loneliness, a lot of people wouldn't reach out for connection and make really good friends or lovers or ex-husbands.
Yeah, I don't know if it's loneliness for me. Maybe my bank account's lonely. The dollars are lonely for other dollars. Franklin needs more Franklins.
I'm actually for this. I'm for Love is Cheap. I need to put you on that show. I'm here for it.
Talk is cheap and so is love.
Because they would make the rich guys, I would pick mediocre looking rich guys. And
that
then,
is diabolical.
And then really
That's
hot.
That's not fair.
Really hot, hung, broke guys, like with huge dicks.
Oh my God, that's awful. And you would have to watch me you'd have to watch me play chess, brain play chess with my penis.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I don't think I'd enjoy that show, but anyway. Guy says he feels like $1 million. He says, I forgot what it was like. The sweaty palms. I can't get enough of her. So obviously, Guy has had some type of Joan injection since he saw her last.
Ugh.
And she's like, now I'm trying to catch up with Guy's feelings. But he even says, he's like, my sisters and kids, they loved you. He tears up a bit. And I don't know if Guy is thinking, I need to win this now. The thing about y'all, these other men, the only one who remembers he's in a competition with two other men is Chuck.
He talks about
it nonstop.
He talks about them nonstop. I feel like Guy, I think for him, her scene, because you remember, she really got along well with his family.
Yeah.
And they really liked him. And I think that was something that was holding him back. This is why I was like, I hope the restraining order wasn't that bad because I really like this guy. And especially now that we find out he's about to retire. Yeah. So like he's just going to want to do, they're going to just want to do fun life stuff. His body's amazing.
I'm not trying to say it was a good restraining order. I'm just saying, look up the details, and it's not like the stalker Gil thing. That's the issue. Yeah. I don't want to belabor the details here. I to be honest, out of the three that are here, that's why I think for me, I think it feels like almost Joan knows, let's just ride this out. I don't think she's really happy with the three of her choices.
Maybe.
It doesn't feel that way. But Jesse's talking to they're later on, they are they're snorkeling. Were you scared when you saw them with the sharks and the manta rays?
Yes.
I think that would be so cool.
I mean, that's how Steve Irwin died. That manta ray just stabbed him in the heart.
I have a feeling these weren't manta rays with the... Is that really how he died?
That is how he died. It was a manta ray, I think. If something stabbed him in the heart.
Oh, my God. Well, I think these rays were kind.
Oh, do you? Do you think... No, he was killed by a stingray while filming.
I think a manta ray doesn't have a sword for a tail.
Yes, the stingray's barb pierced his chest, penetrating his heart.
Boy, that's irony. spent his whole life with animals. But you know what? Maybe that was a good way to die for him.
Well, I don't think so, because it actually wasn't the you're gonna eat it.
Uh-oh.
It wasn't the barb that actually killed him. It's when they pulled it out and then he bled to death and choked on his blood. So I don't think it was a great way. That's what it says on Wikipedia. I wish you could see Jake's face.
Sorry, Steve Irwin's family.
It's also captured on video because they were filming.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
We need to move on. Yikes.
So Guy and Joan are kissing underwater.
They're kissing underwater.
I will say, we know that Pascal's out. Is there any way that Guy can be a dark horse and win this? Do you see a way?
Possibly, only because does she want to move to Kansas?
I don't think she wants to move, but I think Chalk expects her to move.
Yeah.
Because Chalk keeps talking about the engagement. And that, I don't know if Joan does. And that is, y'all, that's part of it, remember, is you get engaged.
Yeah.
But I think he's a much more traditional guy. I'm still disturbed by the celebration of life that we had last week. I know some people think it's fine. I think it was extremely manipulative and gross.
Yeah, I didn't love that. I didn't love that either.
But Jesse's talking to Chalk, and he's like, I'm in love with her. I'm crazy about her. He keeps saying, I'm crazy about that gal.
Crazy, yeah.
And crazy about her.
And he's like, and a guy like me just doesn't say that. And he does say,
what does that mean?
Well, I don't know. And now, meaning he's like a man's man? I don't know.
It's that, or it does feel like he stepped out of like early 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Or the 80s.
He does say, and I don't know if this is prepping for a guy when, he does have the line where he says, I would be devastated if this didn't work out, but that's the risk you have to take when you fall in love.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'd love that. I would actually love that. Y'all know, this is an anti-Chalk podcast. I'm saying it now. Oh, we're not fans.
Okay. Well, we just don't think
sometime
he's right for Joan.
We have to take a stand.
So Guy and Joan are having their dinner. They toast to memories, and she says,
how many memories?
Three
that
weeks.
One dinner they had?
Mm-hmm. But she does say there is a smolder that has been building, and it feels stronger. Stronger than yesterday.
I think he can fuck better than Chalk.
Oh.
But that's not really, it's not really, it's a low bar.
No, and, you know, she says, I do want to talk to you. I made a decision. I want to have time off cameras, but I don't want to do the physical part. I'm saving myself for the final person I decide to be with.
Yep. He's like, that's great with me.
He's fine with
it. Perfect.
You cannot understand it either if you're a poodle, but Guy thinks it's great because he's looking for intimacy, emotional intimacy as well. And he says, this is great.
Yeah, I don't really know what that is. Okay. But I'm glad everyone loves it. Great.
Great. So they go to stay in a water bungalow.
Then the next morning, Guy says, I feel great and I'm falling in love with Joan.
I could see an evening like that for every night for the rest of our lives.
Then moving on to Chalk, I wrote down, I finally realized he almost looks like a grown-up, like if someone merged a little rascal with an adult little rascal.
He does have a little kid-looking face. I bet you he was a very cute kid.
Yeah. It's almost like...
He starred in The Christmas Story and grew up and still has that childlike face.
Yes. But also, he would almost be the bully in A Christmas Story.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's a musical now.
Don't get me started. Talk about a musical, a movie that doesn't sing, where characters are just, it's too cynical. There's no singing that should happen.
It's produced by the guy who starred in the movie.
Who cares?
Whatever
Peter
his
Billingsley.
Is that his name?
Yeah. I don't know how I came up with that. But I couldn't remember Dominic. Fuck it. This pisses me off. He's so hot, too. People are screaming.
Not Dominic Cooper, is it?
Yes. No, it's not it. Maybe.
That could not have gotten it right.
No, that's not right. That's not right. He was in Preacher. That was the guy who was in Preacher.
I loved that show. We're looking, y'all. We're looking.
Dominic West. He was also in. He played Prince Charles in The Crown.
Oh yes, he's hot.
He was in The Wire. And Wendell. Wendell Bell, not Wendell Bell. Fuck Wendell. Wendell, the guy who was.
No one cares.
I'm today. I'm you. This is awful. You know what it is, y'all? I've watched way too much reality television the last day, and my head is full of Love is Blind sludge.
I know.
Because that reunion was sludge.
We probably should have done that first so you can get it out, but we're here, so let's keep going.
They're on an ATV, and Joan says, you must be in Kansas, so you must have been an ATV before.
Which he has, and he's driving fast, and she's like, ooh, I like it when you drive fast. And then he says, thanks. And then she says, you got a fast ATV. And they're driving.
Like, she sounds like a lesbian. Gross.
Gross. So they're, but she trusts him. So they're having good times driving around.
I'm just going to take her aside and go, time for girl talk. What do you love about him? Tell me everything. And I think she would be like, he makes me feel safe. He makes me feel seen, blah, blah, blah. Is he interesting to you? Could you continuously have talks with him?
That's actually what it is, why I feel like she did. Because she's, you know, with Guy and Pascal, she's talked a lot. And I think this is important. When you date someone, especially when you've been single for a while, it's kind of different if you get married when you're like fucking 22 years old and you're just starting your life. But when you're older, you've established your life. You have the things that you like. With Pascal and Guy, Joan talks about the life they could have together, the things they could do. She doesn't do that with Chuck.
She doesn't.
It's just like he adores me. He really loves me. He makes me feel safe. That sounds boring.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't think Joan wants to be bored.
I agree. 100%
so that's
agree.
Why I feel like Guy could, I mean, come on, you're going to marry a gorgeous, built, retired doctor.
Not a Little Rascals pig hybrid.
Okay. Who bounced out of his mother's funeral to come back and see you.
With the dirt still on his hands.
Still on his hands.
Smelling of formaldehyde.
So, yes, they're... She said, "I made me feel loved and cherished." This is the first time she says he does like doing epic things like this, and I like that.
Really?
We haven't seen that, but okay.
By the way, I need to apologize. I'm sure there are some Chuck people out there. Maybe we're not the right podcast for you.
Maybe.
Some people like him. I mean, good, but I'm going to tell you now. I'm going to be anti-Chuck to the very end. I was last week bargaining and trying to. Justine and Natasha were trying to convince me of how I was going to be okay with Chuck. Mm. I've decided now I will not be okay. Great. He will never be my choice.
Glad you're just doubling down.
Yep. Double down.
So Chuck says, I've been apprehensive a little bit. He says this is at night because he doesn't know where she's fully at. And so they sit down. He's like, I want to know what's going on with you. And she's like, well, I need to take a big leap of faith and let faith figure it out. I think the dinner, this was a lot of, I don't know. It was just, again, the way that she talks about John and Chalk, though, he just kind of says to her the same, like, just, I love you. I'm in this. I'm committed. I don't know how you feel about the other guys. And like
yeah,
he's wanting to know.
He is obsessed with saying, she's mine. and just like, he's doing everything but taking a piss on her at this point.
Yes. And she says, you ain't getting in the pants. And
you ain't like, getting the nanny.
He says, that's fine. That's fine. I'm happy with that. And he says, the next day, he was like, it was a great evening, a great night. I'm not telling any more details.
But she wants to. He's basically insinuating something happened.
He's trying to insinuate that they fucked. Which is gross. Like, just say, we had a great conversation, had a really nice time.
God, I can't stand him. It's like, they're like, well, I had blah, blah, blah. We had talks, and I had Joan.
I think Love is Blind, that reunion, took away your banging.
I think you're right. I'm going to have to, yeah. And Halloween is making me just wild.
Oh no!
Halloween makes every gay person wild, y'all.
What are you, you doing something tonight?
No, I'm not, I don't want to be around children. And like, no one has a party on Thursdays.
So are you going to peruse the apps and see if someone's in a mask?
Ooh, maybe someone will be in a devil mask.
Have you ever been fucked by someone in a devil outfit? That's a dumb question.
I haven't, but...
You haven't?
Yeah, it's a shame.
You would love that.
I would. And he's especially like, this... And even he's like, this is fucked up.
This is fucked up. You know, you could get one of those...
I'm like, get behind me, Satan. Literally, get behind me.
Well, you know, one of those... the sissy that gave us that mermaid cock, the website, they have devil dicks, too. You can get fucked by the devil.
If I want a devil dick, it needs to look like a human dick. I don't need a mythological dick with like a pitchfork things. No.
Yeah, I
need my devil and human anatomically correct.
I left mine. We received it, and I set it down by my desk and didn't think about it, y'all. And then my house cleaner came over.
Did she put it in the closet?
No, it was still there, right out in the middle of the living room. And she gave me a rosary for Christmas. So,
she just probably came in and went, oh, Dios mío.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Poor Carmen.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, are we?
He basically says, y'all, the next thing, she's getting ready for a date with Pascal. And I was like, fuck, I forget. Joan has had to have long, long nights of conversation with two men.
That's what she wanted.
That sounds exhausting.
That's what she wanted to do.
Just imagine the level of, I would need a whole day to recoup in between. Maybe that happened. We just don't know. It looks like these are consecutive, though. And Joan is looking tired when she's going out with Pascal. She's put on some extra makeup. Last week, Pascal says, my walls are coming down. Les murs. It's murs.
And he tells Jesse, he says, look, he said, I was engaged with a woman about a year ago. And then we were together 2 years, two wonderful years. And then things started changing. And then we broke up and we got back together and we broke up. And I thought, I can't keep doing this. He said, but I wanted to move on. And I do, but I'm still hurting and he said, it's hard for me to open up. My daughter signed me up, as he tells us later. But he also talks about his child, because I think he's talked about this before. He grew up very poor.
Yeah.
So he said his childhood was difficult. He starts crying. He said, when you're alone and all of a sudden you have to take care of yourself, you have to survive. And people have no idea where I come from.
And Jesse's kind of getting emotional with him. He's like, I hear you, baby. I hear you, bud. He's like, so let's do your Tahitian wedding ceremony.
It's not good because they start the day and Pascal says, no matter what today, we're just going to have fun. We'll talk tonight. It's just going to be light and airy and just a ball of just funsies.
Nope. We're going to get kind of like semiotically married.
Yeah.
Like in some way. And y'all, he's like, it's French. Because it's a French colony. And so he can understand.
So he's I feel right at home.
Yeah. So did your ancestors.
Wow.
Just sailed over and said, this is ours. Anyway.
This is what I'm going to say. Why he should have left. Y'all, if you were on a vacation somewhere in an island or place that's tropical like this, if you're standing holding someone's hand and someone pulls out a conch, get the fuck away, because that means something serious. Get the fuck away, because that means they don't blow a conch for nothing. That means something serious has happened.
Yeah. When I blow a conch, it's a very special event to me.
Yeah,
I'm very good at conch blowing.
I'm sure. There's not a very few
conchs. Not a conch I haven't blown.
Yeah.
Conch
sucker. You've blown a conch on a ship. You've blown a conch.
With a whip.
With a whip.
Mm-hmm. So y'all, he's like, is this a poulet or cocorico? Which is a rooster. And he's like, cook. It's a cock. And he keeps, I guess they're just, I'm like, I choose Pascal in a second.
He's fine.
I finally have decided it would be Pascal for me. But I think I want different things than Joan, let's just say.
Do you think you would be faithful to her?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't either.
They're pouring water in each other's hands. And this is so symbolic of like a wedding. I'm horrified that
literally
they did this.
Yes, it looks.
And she keeps saying this. What do you think about her saying, you remind me of my late husband? Is that something you'd want to hear?
Well,
as an Enneagram 4, it's not something I would want to hear.
It wouldn't bother me because she clarified it with, look, I'm not here to replace him. But she said, why? You remind me of stuff because you like to have fun. You live life big. And that was, but that also could make him feel even more pressure in this relationship, and that he isn't going to live up to expectations.
Right. And he even tells her, I'm having a difficult time letting go. And later on, we're later on when he's at the boat, right? Are we there?
Yes. Okay. Yes, he said. They're having,
So he meets her on the dinner in a ship. Mm-hmm. And he does say, I was in love with someone last year. I didn't think it would last that long. And he kept saying, and then I was like, you kept picking me. Why am I here? Why me? And
I do think that he thought, and we thought this too. We all thought Pascal was going to be the comic relief that we get in The Bachelor for the first couple of seasons and our first couple of episodes, and then he would be gone. We thought that. We said it.
And then he says, that's what he talks about John. She's like, I'm having a difficult time letting go. I don't think that I'm going to be able to get into the place that you want me to be. And you see her face fall. She says, if you're not ready, that's one thing, but if you're never going to be ready. And Pascal just says,
that's another.
I'm not in love with you.
Whoa.
And he said, I need that spark and I just don't have it. I'm not ready. He says goodbye. Y'all, I did like him telling the camera, get the fuck away.
Oh, when she was crying, he was like, get out of here. He's like, I hate it. Get it out.
C'est alors. And y'all, Joan does take this hard. Because she's like, he made me feel like I wasn't lovable. My walls are up again. Joan's walls!
They are.
The ballad of Joan's walls.
And she says, it's a funny thing. Life has a way of turning out the way you didn't think. Ouch.
Next week is the men tell all. Jack is back.
Next week
A lot of bourbon. Next week's that and the finale.
Finale.
So,
you still think it's chalk? What's your percentages?
I can't give him that. So I'm gonna for once say not what I really think, but what I hope for.
Why bother? What do you really think then?
I want it to be Guy, but I think she's gonna choose chalk. What do you think? But I don't know though. This life with guys sounds fun to her. I think it could be 50-50.
I think she's gonna about to say who she chooses. And then her daughter's gonna show up and say, Mom, the babies weren't switched anyway. You have to come back and help.
It's never gonna go away.
Now they're 2 years old.
Oh, no. We can't go down these roads. Please, please, Poodle.
The babies weren't switched. They switched them, and now they have to sort it out. And Joan's going to go back, and that's what she's going to do for the next couple of years.
Okay, that's the show. What do you think are the chances that Joan's just going to walk away without anyone?
None. Okay. She's going to choose someone. I think Joan knows the responsibility of the show. Yeah. I think she understands it.
I can always choose someone and then break up later.
Yeah, I think she understands the responsibility of the show. You know what? I'm going to gamble. I'm going to say she chooses Guy. Do I think she will? I actually don't know because the show may be fucking us over at this point.
It could be. I think they want us to think it's very 50-50, but I'd still say I don't feel like she's I don't know. Her face just doesn't look as like it lights up as much when it's chalk.
The show has to maybe Bachelor Nation is all in on Chalk. I don't know the temperature.
Yeah. But so, Joan says he's a good kisser.
I just feel like, is he?
All right.
That's the show.
That is the show, everyone. That is your Golden Bachelorette finale, part one. Next week, we'll have finale part two. Also, we won't have any more Love is Blind, but don't worry. We've already found out that we're going to get a new season in February.
We saw three new cast members.
We did.
What the fuck?
But also, y'all, we're winding down B90. So the tell-alls are going to start from that.
Why
B90? Isn't it finishing out? And then
over a period of 2 months.
2 months. Last Resort's coming. So there's still going to be plenty of content that you're going to get, so don't you worry. You should be on the lookout. We're going to have our Bi-Curious poll. It's going to be dropping soon for you RG Plus members.
It'll be up next week.
So, yeah, be on the lookout for that. Be sure to vote. And I think that's it.
Yes.
All right. I never remember how you want to close out this show.
I do.
Can you just say it?
Sissies, may all... Well, I'll say that's the show. We will see you next week. And may all your years.
You forgot it. You forgot it.
I need to write this down. And may all of your dreams and your showers be golden.
Be golden.